Namaste. My name is Will Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak something about love. So there is a story. The people helped each other and were caring, lovely each other. And the devil had a huge problem. And his devotees, the small devils, so small devils, asked, what should we do? And the devil said, very simple, make an organization out of it. Then everything works perfectly. And this works and worked all the time. Yes. Then the love is missing. Organization is destroying every love. They just function as a dead body. And just kindle love in your heart. Our love should be the driving force to do anything, to do everything. Then everything will be perfect. The world will change just through love. When there is no love, and this is the reason for many, all the problems, or for all the problems in the world. Why doesn't the public therapy for drug addiction or depression is not working? Ask yourself, why are these so famous Indian spiritual ashrams having issue with suicide? Why are all the religions failing to give the people the faith and to care for people? Why are the people drug addicted? Why are the people addicted to Facebook or Instagram and choose them even over love? Why people choose an unhealthy lifestyle? Why the NATO countries are choosing sanction and war to make the world better? This is a contradiction by itself. Because there's no love. I was in many ashrams, even ashrams who helped the poor people, and still there was one ingredient missing, and that was love. And instead of love, they act cruel. Hard to say, but I'm openly. So the thing, for instance, in the ashram of the immortal, of the mother of immortal love, happened this. A mother arrived at the ashram and needed urgently milk in the morning for her baby. And she asked the cook, and then she asked me, and I tried my best to ask all the people, all the staff, to get milk for the baby. And they rejected me. Even we had cows there. Because it was permitted not to give milk other people, even they like to pay for that. And then I went outside of the ashram, of this huge ashram, with 2,000 people, to buy outside for the mother the milk. But it comes even worse. Sorry. The thing is, there was a mother with a baby again on the beach. And she needed a ticket to embrace the mother of immortal love of this ashram. And she let the baby play on the beach. And there were hundreds of ashramitis or of devotees of this mother of immortal love and watched all this. So why should not go and to get a ticket? And then the baby were drowned in the sea. and nobody helped this baby. And the water was perfectly warm, calm. The beach was perfectly. And even I took a swim 20 minutes before that incident. It was really flat, slowly went in. Still nobody helped that baby. And then my roommates were coming too late, still he want to find this baby. So he want to fish the baby out of the water. But then the devotees of this mother of immortal love hindered him to go in the water. Still he had done it and he tried everything alone to find that baby. So he didn't find that. And it was so sad for me. And afterwards, the next day, in the morning, there was sign everywhere in English, nobody should swim in the sea. But the problem was that the Indian can't swim, and not all Indians can English. Most of them could not English. Why they put not this in their language, in Malayan? Even worse, in this ashram were hanging everywhere that the Western people should not communicate with the Indians. For me, this was not possible because I knew all the Indians. So, okay. And then I left the ashram forever. I could not stand that. It was for me too much. And after I left this ashram, 2 or 3 months later, the book Holy Hell, published from the dearest devotee of this mother of immortal love. I bought this ashram and I read this also. Yes. Sad. The thing is this. I saw only one ashram, and this was the ashram of Bhagwan or Osho in Oregon. There was love everywhere. It was a paradise. For sure the government destroyed it. Okay, I understand that. And Osho said so nice, if you want to help people, you have to love the people. You can't help anybody if you don't have the love. And so again, love should be our driving force. And regardless how big is this organization. In Oregon, we had also 2,000 devotees. It is possible. But not with cool rules and so on. Thank you that I could speak to you, and bye.